$7,000 reward offered after 1 year old, others killed in Chicago freeway shooting. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 22, 2023. A $7,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest after a 1-year-old girl, 14-year-old boy, and 19-year-old man were shot and killed on Chicago's I-57 Sunday night. ABC 7 reported that the three deceased individuals were in a vehicle with three others when someone opened fire about 10:30 p.m. The three others were also injured, but their injuries were not life-threatening. Crisis responder Andrew Holmes responded to the shooting, saying, "You can see right through the vehicle. You seen the children in there. You seen the people in there. I mean, come on, just simply turn yourself in, because I'll tell you this much, there's technology on the expressway." He appealed to those who may know the shooters to come forward. What if somebody did the same thing to you? Come by and do a drive-by on you? How would you feel? How would your mother feel? How would your grandmother feel? He said. This is a baby. This is a child. And if anybody knows this is your relative that drove up and took this baby's life, think about your own baby. The Chicago Sun-Times noted that Holmes announced a $7,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the I-57 shooting. A Sun-Times database indicated that 72 people were killed in Chicago from January 1, 2023, through February 21, 2023. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.